sir?
I have an appointment to see Mr. Rupert Potter in the Eagleton room.
He's expecting you, sir.
Thank you.
Come along, Norman. It's only her father.
Come in.
Thank you very much, Mr. Potter, for taking the time out of your very busy day.
Goodbye, Mr. Morton. If you will not accept our advice and decision, then we will have to impose that advice.
We respect our knowledge of the world and our opinions, Beatrice.
What?
You have to understand your experience and the consequences.
Please, don't ask her to quit the hire, and I will therefore categorically...
Oi! Go!
I said that I'll do it, and I will.
Norman Warren is a tradesman, Beatrix. No potter can marry into trade, and that's final.
And what are we? Father's money comes from grandfather's printing works in Lancashire. A trade, mother. And if grandfather hadn't run for Parliament, we'd still be living in the shadow of his factories. Your legacy came from Grandfather Leach's cotton trade. When did we become so high and mighty? We're parvenus, mother. Social climbers.
Your father and I will not allow this marriage for your own good. And there's no reason to become insulted.
It's not an insult. It's the truth. Our lives are pretension and social aspiration. Sir this and lady that. Norman Warne is a gentleman of comfortable means and not one bit beneath us. And I intend to marry him.
Not if you expect to take one penny of your inheritance.
You haven't disinherited Bertram for running off with a wine merchant's daughter. Happily, I'm a published author. I have means of my own. This discussion is over.